The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When the Pharisees, with Thomas, scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed. The purification of cups and jars and kettles and bags. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, war. All this evil comes from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My brothers and sisters, we have to distinguish between this word, tradition, that can be two different things that are very far away from each other. Tradition, in the way of the scriptures, is the transmission of the word of God. And this is what we are separate from the many Protestants, then they say the Bible only. And the church says not only the Bible. There are other truths about God that comes from the disciples of the first two centuries that received this doctrine from the apostles, and they complete what the Bible says. St. John, for example, says that if we have to write about what the Lord has doing during this short period of his public life, we have no books, because we have to enter the world with books about that. That means that there are many things that are not in the Gospel or in the other books of the New Testament that are the
part of the Bible of Christianity. And the people were receiving from the apostles, and after from the disciples of the apostles, and after from the disciples of the disciples of the apostles, in the first times that nobody, almost nobody, can read or can write. And the word is transmitted by the mouth of the preachers. That means the people didn't have books. And even if there are some kind of books, they can read, the most part of the people. The word comes from the mouth to our ears. And this is what this tradition is accepted by the church. And now we know the Holy Fathers that wrote about that. This is the meaning of the most important tradition. The tradition that means a transmission of the Word of God. But there are other traditions that are like customs or something like that that pass from people to people, and they are appreciated, but they are not really something that we have to believe. And for that reason, we have to be careful. Jesus is today giving to us a lesson about this, because this was a problem with the Pharisees and other Jews that are putting all over the people these kind of things that are not really coming from the Lord, from God. They are invented. And we can also invent many traditions, or traditions that are appear without any substance. For example, for many, many years, centuries, the priest has been celebrated not in front of the people. The older than me can remember. But the altar has been covered in some way. And you know that the priest was in this side and in front of the crucifix or the tabernacle. What is this? Nonsense! Because the Lord never commanded us to do that. But at the first time, the only who are celebrating the Mass are the bishops. That means the successors of the apostles. And after are also priests and deacons, and they all celebrate with the bishop. But this is the real thing that they do. But after, there are many communities that need to celebrate, and the bishop sent one of the priests to celebrate in his name. And in reality, when we are priests celebrating the Mass, we are doing this in the name of the bishop, who is the pastor of the diocese. A priest can't celebrate the Mass if he has not the permission of the bishop. And for that reason, everything is in front of the people. But very soon appear the monasteries, people who prefer to go to a place of prayer, solitude, and be with the Lord. And many of these monasteries are very popular. And have, for example, 100 monks, but only one is priest. The others are brothers. And the priest celebrate for them. But what happens? That in some moment began the other monks to have also the ordination. And little by little, we lost the concelebration, and every priest has to celebrate alone. I leave this because I studied in a monastery in Belgium where we were about 100 priests with the monks, the priests that go there to have a retreat, or my group of the students of liturgy, that we are all priests. Every day there are 15 altars or more, and everyone has to go to celebrate alone. A nonsense, because the church is a unity. Not that we are celebrating alone, but this was something that appeared as a tradition without any substance. And, of course, the Vatican Second Council resolved the question. Concelebration. This is something that was not in the Church of the Orient. They maintained the concelebration all the time. It was in the Latin Church that we lost that. And it was a tradition that appeared as a nonsense, but all the people are happy with that. And we have many other things that we can remember as traditions that are not substance, not, have no substance in the scriptures or in the Word of God. But the church admits these things because they are not bad. But what is this that the priest has to be in the side that is not in front of the community, to beside the community? No. This is something that has to be changed. The Latin, for example, at the first centuries, when the church arrived to Rome, because we know that everything began in Palestine, but after, even the Palestine are under the empire, the Roman Empire, and the people speaking Latin. But it's supposed that in Rome there are also many slaves that are Greek, and the Greek is also spoken that, at that time in Rome by many people. As here there are many who speak Spanish. And the first Christians in Rome were precisely these slaves, these Greek people who celebrate in Greek. But after, some of those who are spoken in Latin also receive the faith, and the celebrations for them are in Latin, as in the Orient, they are in the language of everyone. But after some time, the Latin lost the value in France, in what is today France and Spain and other countries. And the church maintained the Latin for many, many years, many centuries. That means that was a nonsense. And we accepted this as a tradition, not as a real truth that the church has to be. Because if we are talking in a language that nobody understands, only the priest maybe. What is this? We are poor. This is a sacred language. No! No language is sacred. All the languages are sacred when we use them to please the Lord. And really, we know that now, for example, there are traditionalists that want the celebration in Latin, and they don't speak Latin. What is this? Hypocrite! Or whatever. I don't know what the Lord has to tell them. And there are other many things that are traditions, because I don't know who invented this. The traditions are invented, but don't come from the scriptures. Don't come from the basic truths of the church. Are approved because of the ignorance. But anyway, we have to understand this and to try to accept the tradition as a transmission of the truth to the Lord, but not to accept the traditions that are not really what the church has to celebrate or to have. Of course, there are devotions that everyone can accept. But, for example, after the council disappeared, something that has no sense at all. The priest, after the celebration, has to kneel and pray some prayers. One of them, the prayers of St. Michael. And because it was not litany, because it was not, has no sense, because in the liturgy, no one or never we direct our prayers to any other than the Father, sometimes to the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but never, even to the Holy Mother. There is in the liturgy no one prayer directed to our Holy Mother. In the face of the Holy Mother, we talk about what she is before the Lord and appreciate her prayer for us. But the prayers are not directed to the Holy Mother. This, in the liturgy, that is the best, we can do to... Okay. In the liturgy, that is the real prayer, official prayer of the church, we have only our prayers directed to the Lord. The church approves devotions outside the liturgy, But for example, maybe you realize that at the end of the celebration, I go directly to the sacristy. All these prayers that say, "Priest, no, I don't accept that." Why? Because when I am with these ornaments, I am presiding the liturgy, and these don't belong to the liturgy. Some of these prayers maybe have some sense or not, I don't know. But anyway, they are not the liturgy, I have not to preside them, especially if I have with the ornament. No, no. But anyway, there are things that there are people who prefer, and I don't know. But this is the reality. And to explain better, I need some hours, and we have not so much time. Let us pray the Lord to give us the digression in order to be really attached to the real tradition and not to other traditions. This is our will, to accept devotions that are good, approved by the Church, but never compare any devotion with the Eucharist, that is the celebration commanded by the Lord Jesus. The other things can be approved, but never have the same value. And when we are doing this here, we are really doing what the Lord wants of us.